Late summer is a great time to travel, but if you find yourself between adventures, we are here to help. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new travel books to enjoy in the comfort of your own home while dreaming about your next trip. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. As one of my favorite travel writers, Jeff Dyer, put it in a recent article in Granta, any successful travel book should involve some kind of departure from previously visited ideas of the travel book. One could just delete the travel part altogether and say it's a great piece of writing. This certainly describes Dyer's own work, which is usually as funny as anything filed under humor and as culturally insightful as books that are considered criticism. In his 2016 collection, White Sands, he recounts experiences tracking Paul Gauguin's footsteps in Tahiti, a trip to Norway to see the Northern Lights, and pilgrimages to some of the great landmarks of the land art movement, the Lightning Field in western New Mexico and Spiral Jetty in Utah. I think my favorite chapter was called Forbidden City, set in Beijing, China, where Dyer was dying of boredom and heat exhaustion waiting for his tour guide right until she showed up. Then, as he writes, and as I could not help but copy out to have on hand permanently, quote, "Mornings like this prove that you really have to be mad ever to kill yourself. Contemplate it by all means, but never commit to it. Life can improve beyond recognition in the space of a moment." What he's talking about is nothing more than a crazy crush on his lovely tour guide, but who can't relate to the invigorating, life-saving energy of a crazy crush? In the title essay, White Sands, Dyer and his wife pick up a hitchhiker, then just a few miles later, as they are all chatting away, see the sign by the side of the road warning against picking up hitchhikers as there are prisons in the area. What happens from there is intense and disturbing, and will make you think about what you would do under similar circumstances. Partly inspired by a brush with life-threatening illness, partly by the lifting of lockdown, in March 2021, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Neil King Jr. set himself the task of walking from his home in Washington, D.C. to the city of Manhattan, a 330-mile journey he documents in American Ramble, a walk of memory and renewal. A history buff with a profound concern for the state of our country, King planned the route to include sites of Revolutionary and Civil War import, but it's what he didn't plan that knocks his and our socks off. These include serendipitous encounters with unusual people and moments of sudden, intense epiphany occurring in situations ranging from listening to a Mennonite children's choir to exploring the wonders of a giant landfill in North Jersey. I was very excited when he walked seemingly right past my old house in southern York County and stayed in the tiny Jackson House bed and breakfast in Railroad, PA, where my ex-husband and I once celebrated our anniversary. Even if he doesn't walk by your house, the book has special resonance for we who live in the area he rambled, usually plowing through on interstates and rarely having spiritual experiences on the Bayonne Bridge. In fact, one of the most challenging navigational problems of his journey is presented by the New Jersey Turnpike, and the answer, surprisingly, is a kayak. I've given this book as a gift a couple of times already, and the audio is excellent, too.
The books are American Ramble by Neil King and White Sands by Jeff Dyer. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. At WIPR.org, you can also find our entire show archive with hundreds of great books to choose from. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.